This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a Toxic Tuesday here on The Fan. We're ready to go 3 hours with you. Rangers pregame's coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's get some runs. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup of Master Control here, 75 in Fitzhugh, feathering his nest. You got Wolchuk here. Nice job by Chiafalo there working with Hagelin during the KNC Masterpiece. Salute to those boys. Hope they have a great afternoon. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We do have the breaking Rangers news. That's a tough one. Congratulations to Cody Bradford for making to a point in his career that it sucks when he's hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Tommy John, if that's what it is, he's going to have elbow surgery. They aren't sure if it needs one type or another. And, you know, so we'll get a timeline a little bit later on. But, it stinks for him and it stinks for the Rangers because when Cody Bradford, when last we saw him in 2024, he was trending towards being one of the better pitchers they got. Mm-hmm. So they'll have to go the rest of the way with him. But as we said during crosstalk, they've had a tremendous pitching staff without him so far. And it doesn't, need to mean that their run is over. But, dang, we need to get some offense going and yeah. We'll hope for the best tonight, 5:35 first pitch.
Yeah, I think the pitching has been outstanding, and at times it's been absolutely brilliant. I know that there's been some here recently where there's been a little bit of struggle, but, man, it's the thing that's actually carrying you to be a 500 team right now, and without it, this team would be well back in the standings. But, you know, we've talked about, you asked me this a while back, Dawson, the hitting, and I said, will it ever get better? And I'm like, I don't think so. I just don't. I think they are who they are. And
well, right now, you're behind the Angels with this offense. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, and so to me, that's kind of where, you know, this is, you are who you are. And the Rangers just don't hit. They don't have any timely hits. When they do get people on base, they can't, you know, find a way to manufacture a few runs. We asked about, you know, yesterday the questions was about small ball and stuff like that.
Do whatever you can to move a base runner.
And then the general manager says, well, that's really not Boach's way of playing. And that's cool. Boach is a multi-time World Series manager, you know, but you need to kind of think of something differently here. It's just, you know, you're just giving away games to teams that are just, you know, they're just in as bad a shape as you are, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
7.5 back now of the Astros. You're only 3 behind 500. The Orioles are 10. You know, this is a team that you should be able to beat if you're just underperforming, and it's unfortunate because just as we get confidence going again Friday and Saturday here, you slide back, and now you're behind the Angels in the standings. Unbelievable. 7.5 behind Houston, who's kind of figured it out. It's going to be Latz and Morton tonight.
Well, and Charlie Morton blows. Yeah. This dude stinks. He's 41 years old. He's in the last go-around. He's basically just out there because the Orioles don't have anybody else to go with. He's got a 5.64 ERA.
Tear him up.
You can't score some points, some runs tonight.
Points.
This thing's Dunsky.
Let's do it.
Go ahead and wave the white flag.
Bully Melrose
making it. I'm selling at the deadline if they can't go ahead and get 5 or more runs against Charlie Morton.
Well, the good news tonight is Corey Seager is back after a day off. You know, the advanced stats say still making elite contact, just not quite barreling the ball up and driving it like he used to. And I know that's going to be a big point of emphasis here as we get to Jared Sandler coming up at 4 o'clock. We will have Marcus Semien on the show at 3:20. That is awesome. A legend, 2023 MVP candidate. And, you know, just had a tremendous career. And now, in the month of June, 921 OPS here for Marcus Semien over the last 3.5 weeks.
Well, they tried a lot of different things to keep him in the lineup and play him at a lot of different spots in the lineup. And so he has kind of worked his way back. It's good to see that, that part of it. But, you know, it's every time you feel like, was it one step forward, two step back with everybody else? You know, you get guys that get a little hot for a couple of games, few games, and then the next thing you know, they're back to not hitting things. And you know, Bochy's tried different things with the lineup. It's just they just don't hit. And that's the last thing when we left Surprise, Arizona, and we got on that plane. I'm thinking the one thing this team is going to be able to do is score runs. Just watching for a week and watching the lineup and the way and it's like, man, this is a tough lineup from 1 to 9. It is a tough lineup to deal with.
And now I feel surprised when they push across two runs in the same inning. Yeah. Or when somebody's on and you get that ball in the gap, it's like, wow, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's like, oh my gosh, it's exhilarating. It's like 2023 memories. This is what it was about to have a good baseball team. But like, it's guys like Josh Young that you thought was going to be a cornerstone player for you.
Sure.
And he has just been brutal his last 30 games. He's been awful. Jonah Heim. Clearly, career year in 2023. I don't think he's ever getting back there. He looks so uncomfortable in the box right now. Yeah. It's just guys that maybe just flashed and had a career year. You caught lightning in the bottle, and I don't know. I mean, now I think that the track record and the sample size just shows you that they've pretty much, this is what they are, and Josh Young's still a young player, but that's a guy that you really need to start to see a spark from moving forward.
You do, and that's part of it. You know, Young and Evan Carter, how much they produced for the World Series run on, both offense and defense. And I refuse to believe. Maybe I'm being stubborn. What do you think at 877-881-1053? The Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open for you. I refuse to believe this is who they are. Maybe last year the World Series hangover was a real thing. And I think this year, as we approach 3 months into the season, it's getting harder and harder to deny. I think there's a lot of talent here, though, and just the bad luck of having guys all having down years. Now, I'll take it. If we're all going to have great runs at the same time and when they're out of sync, they're all out of sync. But maybe the best Rangers news of the day, I didn't see this on Friday, but it does go to Derek Holland. The morning news had a story about it today. UTD announcing that he is going to be joining their pitching staff as the pitching coach.
Congratulations, yeah. UTD and Dutch, man. That's awesome.
I tried to kind of click on that link, and I couldn't figure out where he was going to be coaching.
Yeah.
It was weird. Maybe old man problems.
Yeah.
But I was like thinking, okay, where's he going to go? And I should have just texted him and asked, hey, where are you heading up? But good for him.
Yeah, I think he could be great because, he has such a good way of talking to the younger players.
His communication skills are outstanding.
Aren't they?
They really are.
And his understanding
makes you feel comfortable.
Pitching and everything. I thought he'd go be a great broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our interactions with Dutch over the years suggested that he would have the broadcast chops to do that if he wanted to do. But I think the lure of staying in the sport and being between those lines or being in that dugout is just too... Yeah. Too much
fun. Putting on the uniform every day.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what he lives for.
Okay, Daniel Gafford lives for blocking shots and rebounding and scoring about 10, 12 points a game. And he's expected to sign a 3-year extension with the Mavericks. Maybe I should have led with this because I'm feeling positive about it. I just think it's a great signing. Their ability to dominate in the paint should be the best in the league when AD is healthy. But $20 million a year, I think this is... We're in the arms race because we got Vegas money behind us. I think if Mark Cuban was owning this team, he'd have thought, we can't add more. Yeah. Are you kidding me? We're going to go into luxury tax threshold, and for every dollar I spend, I'm going to have to write a $2 check to the league for revenue sharing. But now that you have this Vegas money, you get to acquire players and then sign them to extensions and say, maybe... We're at risk of losing tens of millions of dollars, but because the organization that owns this is worth $50 billion, that's a drop in the bucket. So we can continue to be aggressive, trying to build winners, keeping good players, And there's definitely a downside to this. I think in order for me to be very confident about this organization, you know, I need that Vegas money with competency in the front office. We've seen in pro sports over the years in a lot of different leagues. If all you have is money and you try to build buy a championship, it's not going to work. But if you have money and competency in the front office, you eventually it's too much to deny. And I don't know how many teams out there are going to have the financial appetite for risk that maybe the Adelson family does.
It's a big bonus. I mean, I was pretty stunned to see that yesterday with the Daniel Gafford news. I mean, Mark Stein and others had reported that they would rather keep Gafford and PJ Washington than trade them. But I just kind of was assuming, man, you've got so many bigs right now. Now, I will say, you know, the health there, that's a big question. Like, I love Derek Lively. He has not proven he can stay healthy. Even Gafford missed some time last year, and we know about Anthony Davis. So this is a Maverick team that ever since Tyson Chandler, they've been on the search to try and acquire bigs that are reliable and good rim protectors. Now, hell, you're backcourt, front court might be looking the best in all of the NBA.
You got two of the best centers in the game.
You mentioned Lively. At 19 years old, are we really worried about him?
No. Yeah. I'm not.
Injuries?
What do you mean?
Injuries. Injuries.
Yeah, well, the injury factor, yes, until he proves he can stay healthy for a season, you've got to just kind of factor in that he's probably going to miss some time.
He is so long and obviously a little injury prone. I think it's got to take time for him to build up the upper legs and the core and the back strength. You know, Steph Curry went through that. His first two or three years, he couldn't get right. And then he really committed. He found a trainer that could make it make sense for him. And, you know, then he turned himself into actually one of the strongest pound-for-pound players in the league. That's Steph Curry, even though he doesn't look like it on television. He actually holds, you know, team highs in the weight room over there for Golden State. So I think it's going to take time, and getting hurt early in a career often puts guys, like you mentioned, Tyson Chandler, same thing, hurt a lot.
Okay.
Put him on a path to, I need to be round the clock taking care of my body.
Yeah, I just was wondering, because I have a lot of, and talking to folks over at the Mavericks, they absolutely love the kid, the work ethic, everything about him. I just wonder, though, if he's always going to be a guy that's kind of dealing with injuries.
Yeah, and a lot of big men are. A lot of big men go through that maybe
I feel
60.
Like that young, that kind
You're
of
right.
That's a little bit troublesome.
It is, especially because he's lean. You know,
when he plays, I mean, he is a badass.
Incredible.
But then you're like, gosh dang, he fell awkwardly there. Oh, he's out. You know?
I mean, if he could get healthy and then get that corner three or that above the break three to start dropping. Like he showed in college, he's got a pretty good touch from the outside. Celtics trading Drew Holiday to the Trailblazers for Anthony Simons and 2 second round picks. I don't know what Boston's plans are, but it saves them $40 million in luxury tax payments. This is kind of what I was just talking about with the Adelson family. Like, once you make that team and you get to the top, are you willing to keep spending and maybe losing money? And Boston did it to try to repeat. But it obviously didn't go well, and now they're like, okay, we can't be losing money and going out early in the playoffs, especially
new
with
ownership
Tatum hurt.
There too, mm-hmm. with Boston, you know.
Yeah,
that might be something. That, I mean, I'm not saying that they went from a broke guy to another broke guy, but maybe a little bit change of plans there with how they're handling that money situation.
A little different, you know. I think when you win, and it's easy to get caught up, and you got this major financial windfall, it's easy to keep, you know, throwing money into it, thinking maybe we'll go back to back and build this little dynasty. But once that's up, you know, I think a lot of teams are going to do, like this happened to Denver 3 years ago. They won the championship. They weren't able to keep any of their bench. Yeah. And now Russell Westbrook is gone. It's like a 6-man team once you get into Supermax territory. Okay. 60 on soccer. Messi is back in the news. I remember 2 summers ago, that story was so hot when he came to Miami and played up at Toyota Stadium, FC Dallas. Struggled to maintain momentum from there, but they are on a run of unbeaten games now, and they've advanced in the Club World Cup, so they're going to face PSG, where Messi played 2 seasons. That's going to be in the round of 16. He'll face his former team for the first time since departing in 2023 to join Inter Miami. Messi, Suarez, Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, all facing their former manager after playing under Luis Enrique at FC Barcelona. I don't know how much legs this story has. We talked with Sammy Kadira at the Super Bowl, and it was really awesome. The legend himself, and you know, they were promoting this Club World Cup. Maybe when we get into the elimination phase, it'll get a little bit more traction. Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee today saying this is probably it. That's why I only signed a one-year deal in Pittsburgh, and reflecting on it being 20 years. It's been 20 freaking years. It's been a long run. I've enjoyed it. No better place to finish than one of the cornerstone franchises in the NFL with Mike Tomlin.
One last ride.
41 years old. Yeah. Wow. So, that'll be – I think that's going to be one of the bigger storylines of the offseason and going into training camp. And then as long as Pittsburgh can keep winning, they had that hot start last year. Do you think they're a quarterback away? Are they a Rodgers away here with Metcalf instead of Pickens now?
I mean, defensively, they're always going to be good under Mike Tomlin. I love Caleb Johnson, who they drafted out of Iowa. DK Metcalf and Pat Freiermuth are solid wide receiver and tight end options for you. We'll see about Roman Wilson, who was the wide receiver they took out of Michigan two years ago. He's a good slot player, but I don't know that I look at them and say they're a quarterback away. I still think they're in a really tough division and a tough conference. I just don't have them quite up there with, say, Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, even Cincy with Joe Burrow. It's a tough out, man.
It's crazy. The four best quarterbacks on the AFC. It's like the opposite of the 90s now with this with this dominance that the AFC is putting out there. And you're right. That's a tough division, much less conference to get through. Top 10 is coming up next after the G-Bag of the Day champion. Well, Chuck, what's the subject today?
Well, the Tolos have voted, and we're going to go with the top 10 most underrated fast food sides. We had National Onion Ring Day. Shout out to Lucius on Sunday, so we'll party with that. What's an underrated fast food side you love? We'll do that next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the nation.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. Rangers pregame is at 5 o'clock tonight in Baltimore. First pitch 5:40. This segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Bullies top 10 here in just a second. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, man. All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30, and we play the champion right here at 2:20-ish. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Our winner is a church combo pack. It's still the winner because there's been no competition. Winning by default probably should right now at this point. Let's see here. Two clips for you. That's what a combo pack is. This reverend is saved, sanctified, and filled with a holy pause.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week?
Oh, no.
What?
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
Yeah, that was wrong.
That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor.
I don't know if there's a right neighbor.
Boom, there we go. Damn buttons.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a right neighbor for that one. You look over at your mom. Have you tasted him this week? This is crazy.
Yeah. Slap you.
Yeah,
right
this
there
is crazy. Church is uncomfortable.
Awkward.
All right, and this other one right here. Why are they pranking the prayer request?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Harry Dick Jones.
Happy birthday, Harry.
Shout out to the Jones family.
What happened to the Jones family?
Just love them.
Harry Dick Jones out there. Him yeah, a heck Dick. Of a party here after the congregation. We do have some breaking news. You have the Pelicans and Wizards making a trade. C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk going to Washington for Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey. So shuffling things around, trying to get their houses in order. It's a big week for the Mavs. We'll have Mavs content coming up here at 2:40, a little rim session. Here's the Wooly Bully with his top 10.
Man, Washington's going to have a ton of cap space available now for 2026. Over $100 million. Wizards trying to be out there to make some moves.
It's the Wizards.
Exactly. It's like, gosh, that's one of those franchises, like most miserable franchises in sports.
Yeah.
Being a Washington Wizard.
I'd still go work there if they offered me a job.
Oh, whenever they're good, it surprises me. I'm like, what? Washington's a playoff team?
Wait a second. What? They finished four games under 500. They made the playoffs. This is crazy.
Talk bad about these teams until you're like, you need a job, and then you're going to go.
Oh, please. Yeah. I'd love to get a
job.
Oh,
wow. Where do I need to go?
Yeah, offer me one. Yeah. Offer me one. All right, 877-881-1053. What are the most underrated fast food sides? Do want to give love to Caitlin Clark, though, and the rest of the WNBA, man. The league has seen a big-time uptick in merchandise since the start of the regular season.
They got cool gear.
They do.
Their uniforms are not bad.
500%.
Yeah.
They are selling over the same period last year with fan gear sales over the first half of the season. It's the highest in league history. Your top-selling WNBA player merch is Caitlin Clark, followed by Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky, Sabrina Ionescu, and Kate Martin of the Las Vegas Aces, who was Caitlin Clark's teammate at Iowa.
Heroes and villains, man. It's so good for ratings when you get some of these really fiery type of storylines. I was watching one thing said the WNBA now has a problem on its hands because what's kind of fueling it is this. You know, it is the face-to-face confrontations with the Fever and the teammates, right? Now Cunningham's coming in. I guess this gal is a black belt. She's going to fight for Caitlin Clark.
So,
and, you know, the WNBA has a decision to make. Like, is this how we want our business model to be? That are we selling great women's basketball or are we selling confrontation?
That is a...
They fight each other, too, on other teams.
Yeah.
Every one of these teams has a little bit of Detroit in them.
They go after the coaches, too.
They're all
during timeouts, like,
bro.
The coaches got the board. It's like, the players just totally disagree with the coach.
Don't you just lean into this if you're them, then?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
It worked in the NHL. Fighting in the NHL made it a hockey win.
I mean, I've always said this. We're just naturally, we're interested in that as human beings. I mean, it goes back to gladiators fighting in the Coliseum. Like, we like conflict. We like the drama.
People that play basketball are well aware of that level of conflict and drama while you're on the court. It's nothing new for any of the participants. I think... You know, the other thing about it being a girl soccer coach is the girls are more physical and nasty than the boys a lot of times because the boys know there's a line that on the other side of this, I'm going to get popped, right? And the girls, like, they go up to that line and they trample all over it. They're wrestling around it. Like, so things build, you know, and I think that's something that, you know, maybe could be good for the sport if, you know, if they want to do that. But I think a lot of non-basketball people are observing it going, oh my gosh, he just got pushed down. Oh my, they're going after the best score. Yes, they've been doing that for 50 years. The best score, if you dance and shoot threes, you are going to get hammered. You know, that's how we talk about basketball being in the 80s as we turn it into legendary status. Like, oh yeah, back then you couldn't go in a lane. You were going to get knocked down. And I think the ladies game is giving quite a bit of that.
And shout out to Paige Beckers, of course, our Dallas wing. She's got the number two highest jersey sales in all the WNBA. And Paige has been absolutely fantastic. It's unfortunate the wings are struggling. But she's been brilliant. I mean, the future's bright here for our Dallas Wings.
You know, and there are a number of really good players in this league. And I do understand the criticism of, hey, we're making this about Caitlin Clark, and she's maybe the eighth best player in the league. You know, she's the NCAA all-time leading scorer. She plays maybe a more entertaining brand of basketball, and that's going to get eyes. But, you know, I think there's a lot of great players out there. And the benefit for them here is that they're going to get new eyeballs coming in. You know?
Absolutely.
But I could see how you might be a little bit resentful of it. Like, I'm way better than this gal, but the league is about her. But, you know, in the business sense of it, I saw another number. One out of every six tickets sold by the WNBA this year is to see a Caitlin Clark game.
Yeah, they shouldn't be resentful. Like, I mean, I get some of the older veteran players who are like, we were here already. We've established this league. But it just by those numbers, everybody else is now eating too. From that, you know, you've got an opportunity now to maximize your brand off of this. So.
But that's the nature of competition.
Yeah.
You know?
A little bit of envy.
That this is I don't like her.
Right.
You know, and that's how sports go.
Hey, fuel it, man.
Yeah, we say we want more I don't like you in sport. You're getting a lot of that right now. You know, nobody wants to lose or be shown up. And if there's a new hot player coming in, absolutely, they're going to get knocked down in every league in the world.
I mean, it happened to Jordan, bro. Yeah, it's like it didn't happen. He got beat up,
right,
dog.
Yeah. Had to put on 20 pounds of muscle.
Got beat up.
No, it's a good point because the NFL's kind of pivoted away from this, right? Everybody's buddy-buddy now. Yeah. We're doing jersey exchange changes afterwards.
Yeah, I hate
it. Kissing and hugging each other pregame. Maybe not so much kissing. Maybe just a little slap ass going on out there. But hey, either way, it just seems like a freaking love fest in the NFL. What happened to the old school rivalries?
Yeah.
You know? Freaking fight each other.
But you're looking at 31% from three and 5.5 turnovers per game. Not even close to numbers, right? You're looking at a volume shooter who has some great highlights right now and has captured the attention of America.
All right, let's talk fast food. I give the people what they want. We did have the option to possibly do top 10 greatest NFL players of all time. CBS Sports has a new list out for that. We'll get to that some other time this week. But let's do most underrated fast food sides in honor of National Onion Ring Day, which was on Sunday. Lucius, did you dabble? Did you get some onion rings?
I did have some onion rings on Sunday, yeah. They had a burger with onion rings on the side. I for sure did, bro. Delicious. I crash out on the weekends and break all diets.
Hey, as you should.
Yeah.
You deserve it. You kick those feet up, baby, and you enjoy that weekend. You're working your ass off. We have some honorable mentions. Firehouse Subs Chili is on here.
Really?
Didn't even know they had chili.
I didn't even know Sub Sandwich Shop counted as a fast food, but I'll take it. You know, I'll take a good food wreck anywhere I can get it. I think the Mott Sticks at Sonic deserve some. And then are the chicken fries at Burger King a side or a main?
No, that could be a side. That's I view them as a side. I would never eat just chicken fries as a main, but I'm also a large individual. Maybe others out there, that'll fill them up. That'll be fuel for the day. I think that's absolutely
how many
a side.
Chicken fries do you get in a bag? Do you get like a...
Maybe 12? They're kind of like stuffed into one of those boxes, like the old fries box.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 15.
Are they like chicken strips? I mean, not strips, but like chicken fingers?
They're like straws. They're built kind of like a straw.
I've never had these things.
They're nice.
Pretty solid.
Have they like a dipping sauce?
Yeah, you could get your choice of dipping sauce. You just do a little dip. Mm. You're on your way, man. Chicken fries are good. I do enjoy those as well. We got texts coming in. Hush Puppies, and I'm a big Hush Puppies.
Oh, man, Hush Puppies, catfish, bro.
Man, I'll tell you, Rockfish has some delicious jalapeno Hush Puppies. Those are some of the best I've ever had. We've also
got... Man, my guys over at Nate's, if we're throwing names out, Nate's has got like this little garlic bread tray they put out there with butter all over it and the Hush Puppies and stuff.
Okay,
well, as an appetizer.
A sample,
yeah, Nate's. That's right off the jump.
I'll pop in there and say hello to see what Nate's got going on.
Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A mac and cheese from the 817.
That's really good.
You're a fan?
Yes, I am. Creamy, cheesy.
Yeah.
Baked well. Yeah. Let's go.
I think Popeyes is also doing the mac and cheese. I'm not sure it's been so long since I've dabbled in either the Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
When's the last time you had Popeyes?
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a minute.
Dirty rice any good, or is it?
I like the red beans and rice.
Okay.
With the chicken. Sometimes get the chicken strip and I dip the red beans and rice.
There you go. But better than the dirty rice, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not eating a dirty rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Popeyes red beans and rice got a vote from the 469. 469 also coming in with the celery and carrots with blue cheese from Wingstop.
Wow.
They give those to you for free, but maybe some people are really loving those.
I'll pass.
Wendy's
sometimes
chili.
Really I'll say good. This.
Are they?
Sometimes I got to get some veggies in here somehow. Yeah.
Sometimes the celery's a little wilty. You know, it's kind of soft and bendy and not really having much crunch to
a
it.
A little discolored.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
I've gotten experience. Some bad celery.
Yeah.
The KFC coleslaw and corn on the cob.
I don't think that's real coleslaw, man. I think they're doing something.
It's probably packaged.
Yeah,
they
but
used to have the potato wedges, which were pretty good.
It's cut so fine. It's got no taste to it. I don't think.
One that I'll shout out is, and you can, I think, Golden Chick or Chicken E, but the corn nuggets, I think are outstanding.
I've never had either one.
Oh, big fan. Big fan of the Wingstop corn. Getting texted in. Golden Chick's dirty rice, getting some love.
Okay. Fried okra, bro.
Fried okra's great. You got to do it right, though. Can't have it slimy like.
Oh, no. We're not doing that.
But the breading's falling all over the place.
No. Burger King used to have mac cheese stuff, hot Cheetos. It was the best from the 817. It was the best.
Anybody doing a Wendy's baked potato?
Ooh, Wendy's baked potato is going to get some mad love here. That
is
a great call, Brian. That is a great call. So number 10, we've got the Papa John's Papa Bites, underrated side.
Is that just dough and cheese?
Almost looks like a garlic knot, but instead it's like stuffed with the pepperoni and the cheese.
Okay, there you go.
Nine, we have Carl's Jr. fried zucchini.
Never tried it.
I wouldn't mind it. But I'm stunned that something like that has been on. They must be good. Maybe
Carl's
Jr. is
a California company. Right?
These are underrated, right?
They're underrated.
Like, yo, where's the tater tots? Where's the seasoned fries? But it's underrated.
It's underrated.
It's the sneaky joints.
Yes, it's not the best. It's just underrated that doesn't get. Really, it's probably not a lot of people order these.
Yeah, you're right.
Eight is the Taco Bell Cheesy Fiesta Potatoes.
Those are crispy potatoes.
Cheesy Fiesta Potatoes became a permanent member. It basically just looks like cheese, sour cream, and potatoes. That's what you're getting in there.
It's fried potatoes with cheese and sour cream. That's what it is.
We had a lot of pie love coming in here, like Whataburgers, that strawberry pie that they had. Williams Chicken, corn fritters, and jalapeno poppers.
Oh, jalapeno poppers are crazy. The that can't be slept on. Jalapeno poppers are like, we all understand that that's good.
That's good.
Those are pretty popular, I think. Seven is Sonic's Pickle Fries.
Oh, see?
I've never had those.
Neither have I.
Could be good.
Fried pickles is not a bad deal.
Now, I am a fan of the fried pickle chips. But these are...
Long slice one is too much. It's a commitment. Yeah, I just want a little piece.
Just a little taste. Just a little nibble. Six is Arby's Mott Sticks. Those are damn good. Those are damn good.
I need to stroll back through there. I don't know how they compare to the Sonic ones.
Man.
I think they were my first. Before I would go to Sonic, I would go to Arby's and get those joints. I feel like they season them a little bit better, Arby's season, whatever it is.
And you always remember your first.
Man.
I think they're
better.
Sure
do.
I think they're better.
What's up, homie?
Five is...
For your pride.
Five is Jimmy John's... This is weird. Pesto bow tie pasta salad.
I didn't know they had this.
Got two sandwich spots.
I was always
here.
Like a sandwich in a bag of their chips with the salt and vinegar and then move on.
I'll say this, and this is something that Eric and I have disagreed on our entire love affair. He is not into cold pasta, so like pasta salad that's cold.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
I do too.
Like a macaroni salad.
Yeah.
I'm into it. So I'd be in to try this pesto bow tie pasta salad. I don't know if it's a seasonal or what they do with this. Four is Little Caesar's Stuffed Crazy Bread. That crazy bread slept on. But now you're stuffing
crazy
it with cheese.
Crazy bread is good.
Damn good.
Yeah, it's good.
And I feel like Little Caesar's, man, for the value.
I feel so guilty eating because you'd be like 3, 4. Then you dip it in that marinara, scraping the side. Damn and nobody's good. Even had one yet. You just had three already.
I got to go order more.
Yeah. Sorry.
Three. And this got texted in a lot. The Jack in the Box egg rolls.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah. Especially at 4:38 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You need to get an egg roll fix.
Maybe two boxes of those.
You jump in there and, man, so good.
The little tacos in the box, in the Chinese to-go box are good, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's a side, but.
And I think they are kind of sides, right? And the tacos at Jack in the Box sides.
They put them all in that.
I feel like they're sides.
They put
they're
them
a
in
dollar.
That to that to go that little the mini tacos are just they're just all packed into that little to go box, and I'm like,
they're doing good things.
Yeah, it's like I don't care. I'm just like my hand. It's so messy, and I don't care. It's just so damn good.
We go back to Arby's for number two. They've got jalapeno bites. So that's their version of the popper. But they've got the bite, and this is melted cream cheese.
I didn't
cheese.
Even know your game was like this, Arby's.
Dude, Arby's? Arby's gets a bad rap, dude.
It really does.
I know that you've always spoken highly. Brian, you've brought Arby's for lunch several times. I think Arby's is good.
Yeah, I just think they were trafficking because it was like one car there the whole day, and that was the worker.
Good.
But still, they're there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
They know you by name. It's been a while. Number one, though, Brian Broaddus, most underrated fast food side, the Wendy's baked potato.
Oh, is it?
Okay. The Wendy's baked potato at Numero.
You can doll that thing up. Make it right.
I mean, they're giving you chives.
Bacon cheese. Bits.
Yeah.
Sour cream.
Yeah, bacon. Sour cream.
Doll it up.
And load it up, man.
Shoot, you can put that chili on there.
Yes.
Ooh, that'd be a good combo right there. That's the way to do it. So there you go, underrated fast food sides.
I'd get some onion rings or other things to put in that as well.
That just stuff it in.
Just make it
now
a big...
Now we just got a side bonanza.
Yeah, exactly.
With some mashed potatoes
I
in
love
there.
That.
Oh, it's already... Yeah,
potatoes. Wendy should up there. Wendy should get onion rings. I don't think they do. They should.
All righty, thank you, Bully.
Brian, I got shot with a dart.
You know we're in the spirit world.
Right now.
I tell you what, I'm on so much medication right now. I mean, I'm lucky I'm awake.
There were two giant orange pills on the console right before the show started. I think it might be kicking in.
Penicillin.
Do I sound like I'm talking like this?
Kind of.
A little slow?
Just a little bit. Yeah, not that slow, but not too far off. Bully, where are we going next?
All right, let's go around the rim. The reporter that stole the show at the Thunder Parade and LeBron's weighing in on the Cooper flag pit with your Dallas.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mavs.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3:20, it'll be time for Marcus Simeon, the Rangers player show here. Sebastian Wolcott had two hits this afternoon as Frisco got a win up there, the Rough Riders got a win up there in Frisco. Hitting .244 with 8 home runs in 65 games played right now for Wolcott at just, 19, 20 years old. That's the future right there, and it's great to see him. Yeah, still just 19 years old and 102 days out of the Bahamas. I don't think it'll be too much longer. Maybe September next year for sure. Here's the Wooly Bully with some sports.
All right, so much NBA going on. We got the draft tomorrow night. Cooper Flag Mania is upon us here in Maverick Land. So let's go ahead, put the kids down for that afternoon nap, and let's go all the way around the rim.
Yeah, I didn't know it was around the rim, bro.
It's okay.
I thought it was just regular basketball talk.
Okay. It's okay. Yes.
Jeez.
Rain dance.
All right, now we got the vibes. Thank you, Lucius. LeBron James. Everybody's listening when LeBron's talking, right? Maybe some don't. Maybe some have checked him out already. Cooper Flagg, though, he is on doing his podcast, the Mind the Game podcast. He's excited. He really loves this fit in Dallas for Cooper. And
whose podcast is it?
This is Mind the Game, LeBron's.
Okay.
So here's LeBron giving his thoughts on this marriage between Cooper and Dallas.
I personally think that he wants to be great. You know, he had a hell of a year at Duke. A guy that can do so many different things on the floor, can play with the ball, can play without the ball. You know, his jump shot is going to continue to get better. Super athletic, quick second jump. And also, he has the benefit, unlike myself, he gets to join a team that's established.
Right.
With Hall of Fame guys, Klay Thompson, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, right off the bat, Hall of Fame coach Jason Kidd. You know, these guys are like, they can give him the whole blueprint while he continues to learn what his blueprint will be. And I think that's going to be an incredible thing for him to have that type of presence, that type of leadership, that type of, just basketball IQ and knowledge around him every single day from those pieces. So I think he's going to be amazing.
I'm super excited. I mean, the closer we've got into this, and Christian Clark had an awesome article today out on The Athletic, and he was going through the inner circle of Cooper Flagg and his trainer, Matt McKenzie. Like, he, from a young age, he was in seventh grade, and he's playing against D1 recruits that are seniors in high school.
Nice.
Like, they've consistently had him playing against upper competition. So not a huge surprise that when he's, 17, he's saying, hey, man, I'm good here. I'm playing against the USA Olympic men's team, and I'm backing down Drew Holiday, and I'm making jump shots over, Bam and I'm dominating and holding my own, I can go to the NBA, go to the college in Duke, and then now I'm going to the NBA here, and I'm going to be 18 years old, year one. So there's some great nuggets in this article, like Trey Murphy from the Pelicans was, hey, should he be here? This guy's kind of young. He hasn't done anything, this and that, and the third. But he more than proved that he belonged there. Like, NBA players were taking notice as soon as he showed up. So I'm pumped, man, to get Cooper Flagg. This is actually a dream, considering just how down in the dumps we were after the Luka trade. And the basketball gods were smiling on us. Hell, maybe there was some finagling going on with those ping pong balls. Yeah. I'm not going to say there wasn't. But either way, I can't wait to make this official tomorrow night. And let's get Cooper Flagg in a Maverick uniform. And hopefully this is decades now of a Dirk-like run.
That would be amazing. The only thing that would be better is if I was the GM. Because I would look at this as a golden opportunity to build around Lively and Flagg. And I try to create what the Oklahoma City Thunder got. You know, right now what you could get for Davis and, you know, maybe Irving. I know there it's just so complicated because of Nico's situation. But I think a lot of front offices would be very excited about the opportunity to try to win now. And if that doesn't work, let's blow it up quickly and make sure we get draft picks, because this could be the next dynasty. You know, maybe you want to try to win a championship first, like the Spurs did with David Robinson and Tim Duncan, you know, and then have that baton passed over the next couple of years as, you know, you try to win multiples and build for the future at the same time. But because they got Flagg, all in all, I think it's one of the best situations in all of basketball, with the money, with the veteran stars, the young stars, you know, which kind of makes it weird that so many coaches want to be leaving. You know, I hope that this is, you know, in solid hands with Nico. And despite the Luka trade and the decision and everything that went there with not putting it out for bids, that still you have a great GM in there. You know, I hope that, he doesn't have more surprises in store for us, because everything was good up until Luka.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I do think Nico gets team building and understands what he wants to put together, but it does seem like there are so many red flags right now. I don't know how good he is in terms of relationships with people. It almost sounds like it's the opposite from what we're hearing in Dallas with Brian Schottenheimer, who wants to create like the best sports culture that we've ever seen. Nico, I think it sounds like these guys are kind of getting run out of there a little bit.
It's a little bit of a culture of fear is what I'm hearing.
There's a little bit of a few.
Sometimes that's horrible, but sometimes it's great. You know, sometimes that's exactly what your team needs, to not care about people's feelings. I'm here to make great decisions. And there was a lot that had to be cleaned up after Mark Cuban, so I could see where a new ownership group would be like, man, this guy's pulling us in a much more buttoned up direction. Like, you don't rise to the top of Nike in the way that he did without having a lot of great skills you can bring to the table. I think the biggest flaw of his was he overvalued Anthony Davis. If you want to decide to trade Luka, I can understand that. But the bringing back Anthony Davis was the big mistake there, and it's the only thing that I can really hold against Nico for his entire like 4 or 5 years on the job.
Well, it's the Anthony Davis thing's fascinating, because Bleacher Report today.
Did you say not getting more for Luka? Did you say that part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Getting Davis for Luka.
Yeah. No. I mean, that the return on that, Lucius, will always be, no matter how anybody felt about Luka, the return is laughable.
But I just put something on Twitter, right? Because a lot of people say, you traded Luka for a guy who's more hurt. Over the last 3.5 years before that trade, Luka had played in 223 games. Anthony Davis had played in 214. I'm not saying that to defend the decision to get Davis. I'm just saying it was closer.
Yeah. Anthony Davis had a clean bill of health up until, unfortunately, he got hurt after the trade, which is just like, okay, well, that's a tough break for you right there. But Dan Favalli of Bleacher Report wrote about this whole Cooper Flagg sweepstakes should really just change the Mavericks' look at how their team is now. And at the trade deadline, they should be looking to flip Anthony Davis. And I think all of us have had that conversation about, that would make a lot of sense. Especially now with the deal with Gafford. You're going to have Gafford and Lively. I know AD says he'd rather play the 4 than the 5. But like, if you're going to keep PJ Washington here and you're going to have Cooper Flagg, go ahead and recoup what you lost and get something for Anthony Davis here.
And that's why I said it'd be better if I was GM, because do you think Nico can trade AD right now? I don't think he would.
I think he's too stubborn.
I think he loves him too much and he's stubborn.
Yes, because he would be admitting defeat. Like, he made a bet. But again, he could find a way to spin it to where, well, now we've got Cooper Flag. Now all of a sudden this three-year window I was preaching, that's been propped open now to where, yeah, I do have a young nucleus of talent that I can build upon with Flag and Lively. And that changes my perspective now. You know, things have changed here. And Luke is apparently in great shape. He's had significant weight loss. He's on a strict diet, according to Dan Woyk of The Athletic. And he's looking fantastic in all the pictures that we've seen. So this is going to be scary.
Yeah, you know, and I think in some ways that's exactly what he needed, was to be traded and then have J.J. Redick call him out. That double whammy, right? We heard after the trade that it had woken up the monster in him. No, it didn't. He was still out of shape by the time we got to the playoffs, and he was the main reason they couldn't defend. And if he could defend, they probably wouldn't have gone out as easily as they did. So, you know, I think this is a huge opportunity for Luka to hit his potential if he can carry this through. You know, we've seen him try to get in better shape, and then months later, he's totally lost that momentum. And I think everybody can relate to that in our audience. Well, 99% of us can. There's 1% of you out there that stay fit constantly, and salute to you guys.
Sure, yeah.
And that is the majority of pro athletes are that 1% that stay locked in, either through the blessing of genetic material or hard work or a combination of both. And Luka just doesn't have it. You know, we've never seen evidence. And by the time you hit your mid-20s, like, trying to find that gear in your life, it's a stretch.
I'm hoping for the best for him. I'll always love Luka and thank everything he did for us here in Dallas and wish him success. But hopefully Cooper Flag makes us not miss him as much.
You know, I'm learning something about this Mavs, though, with Nico. And you wonder, like, I didn't know there was this guy named Matt Riccardi. It's
the assistant GM.
The assistant GM.
Came over from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Sounds like this guy's got Nico's ear, and I wonder if he's kind of walking him through things.
He's a big cap specialist. I mean, that was his calling card coming over from Brooklyn. I remember CA really breaking down what his background was. So when they did
whole big numbers guy
numbers guy, like, how can I fit these contracts all together? Like when they did the whole, what was it, KD, Harden, and Kyrie there in Brooklyn, he was kind of the architect of trying to piece together all the financial aspects of it to make that whole thing happen.
That's huge, because I know in this offseason, Rich Paul talked about how, you know, putting together a team in light of the salary cap is more important than ever. You have to have expertise, and you have to have players that are willing to take less to be part of something greater, understanding what's the difference of $50 and $60 million when you're talking about a retirement portfolio. And if you're willing to forego that extra 10, we can do something special. So hopefully Rich Paul and Rishardi and Nico can all get together and come up with a plan to, because I know Rich Paul, who's the agent for LeBron and agent for AD, his main focus was, how do I put AD in the best possible situation to win big? So you got a lot of very important and powerful people with great accomplishments working on this.
Very true. We've got audio of this Thunder's reporter that went bat bleep crazy. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program.
Appreciate it, Woolchuck. Marcus Simeon's coming up in 20 minutes. Top stories, Ranger hurt, out for the year, next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.